This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, we're going to have the David Fisher join us after the first break. We're going to talk about gold. We're going to talk about precious metals, stocks, Bitcoin, burying money in the backyard, and so on. Really, a whole bunch. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, Nancy Pelosi, somebody that we, love to make fun of. Because she doesn't give us much of a choice now, does she? I mean, think about it. You know, she constantly, and I do mean constantly, she comes up with stuff. You just have to scratch her head and go, "Why? What planet is she on? Where did she read that? Why does she believe that to be truth?" It's always amazing to me when I read this stuff about her. So I want you to think about, she came out with a tweet. Maybe she shouldn't be allowed to tweet. And she gets roasted on Twitter for doing this. One of the things she says is that inviting violent criminals to carry concealed weapons doesn't save lives. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. So she was heavily criticized on Wednesday for blatantly lying about the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act that was passed in the House of Representatives, 231 votes to 198 votes against. Now, Pelosi's tweet claimed that the bill invited violent criminals, like Kate Steinle's killer, right? Oh, no, never mind, not that one. Domestic abusers and convicted stalkers to carry concealed weapons, which doesn't save lives. Now, so what she's basically saying in one, because the concealed carry reciprocity simply means if you've got a license in one state, it's good in another. Right? So is she suggesting that other states give licenses to criminals to carry concealed? She's saying that other states are too stupid to know better? Well, let's just say that's not what she's saying. So she sends out a tweet. She says, inviting violent criminals to carry concealed weapons doesn't save lives. Inviting domestic abusers to carry concealed weapons doesn't save lives. Inviting convicted stalkers to carry concealed weapons doesn't save lives. Nancy, I mean, really, seriously, I think you have a concealed brain, because I haven't seen it. I don't think anybody has in years. I mean, think of those words. She just reminds me of a crazy old bag lady. Right? You've seen, and I know there's guys that do it too, but the last two I've seen have been women, right, with the big heavy coats on in the middle of the summer, and they're rummaging through something, and you feel bad for them. I don't know what they're doing or why they're there. I'm not suggesting they're there for any, but I have a clue when they're reaching down and they're talking to cans, or they're talking to things that aren't there. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I can take it for granted I have a little bit of a clue going on. Now, her claims are so far off that she could be one of those women. Those three groups of people are not only banned from buying guns, but they're banned from even possessing them. And she knows that. So she either is blatantly lying, like Harry Reid did, remember, against Romney, and he was proud of it. The Democratic leader would tweet something so demonstrably false could only mean one of two things. She's deliberately trying to mislead the public, or she's actually this ignorant. I'd give it a third one. Right? Not ignorant, just that stupid. According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, right, the Gun Control Act codified it says in the act, it makes it illegal for the following persons to ship, transport, receive, or possess firearms or even ammunition. If you've been convicted in any court of a crime punishable by imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year, who is a fugitive from justice, well, I can see that, okay, who is an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance as defined in Section 102 of the Controlled Substance Act, who has been adjudicated as a mental defective or has been committed to any mental institution, who is an illegal alien, who has been discharged from the armed services under dishonorable conditions, who has renounced his or her United States citizenship, who is subject... Well, I guess an illegal, it's okay because they've never renounced their citizenship. I'm trying to play at her field level. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be nice. Who is subject to court order restraining the person from harassing, stalking, or threatening an intimate partner or child of an intimate partner who has been convicted of a misdemeanor crime or domestic violence. Now, she's issued no correction. She doesn't want to fix her mistake. She wants it to set in. She wants it to settle in. She really wants you to believe that these people are actually getting these permits in other states, which is a total lie, totally disingenuous, totally not true. Now, there's been a flood of tweets nailing her on this. Not that she cares. Right? One says the House did nothing of the sort. Another person says anyone convicted of a felony or domestic violence can't have a gun. Not legally, anyhow. Unless you're in Chicago, in which case it seems like it's easy to get a gun. Dana Lash says this is patently false. Existing law bars violent criminals from getting it, and you know it. If she is blatantly lying about this in this life to get what she wants, and she thinks it's okay, what else will she not stop at? Just asking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting. Let me get this David Fisher's piece up. But, you know, here's the thing. You don't have to buy from him. You don't have to buy from anybody. I'm trying to give you information. Yeah. You know, he's a sponsor of the show. I wish you would buy from him if it is something you're going to do. But I don't do it so you kind of push you into a corner. I want you to hear the information. I try to poke these guys as much as I can. But I want you to hear the information and make the informed decisions on your own. I try to make sure they don't leave anything out so you do get what you need to make informed decision. You know, every week, David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and we always have a good time because, you know, he doesn't speak, what do I want to call it, financiers? He He speaks plain, simple English. It's something we can all understand and learn from. And there's all kinds of ways to protect your money. There's all kinds of ways to invest your money. And David is real simple, lays it out in a real simple fashion. David, thanks for being with me today. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be a part of your program, as always.
I'll always have fun with you. Listen, the stock market is like, you know, all over the place. It was mixed yesterday, and today there's some issues going on with it. What's causing all of this? I mean, it looks like things are going good at the White House, but apparently not.
Well, things are going good at the White House. We're getting ready to put the final little details on this tax bill. And in doing so, you have to understand how Congress works. They want to throw everything in the kitchen sink in there at the very end. And so there's too many variables now coming, and there's a little glitches here and there. So that's what's causing the market to get spooked a little bit. It's down double digits today, about 40 points. It was triple digits yesterday down when the news came out. So we're having, you know, not a whole lot of, you know, some people are calling this is the first start of the correction because it was down another day late last week. So I don't know if that's the case. It's going to correct at some point, but I don't know if this is causing the correct. I think this is just more of a hiccup, Joe, in coming out and hammering out the final details between the House and the Senate, the differences between the tax bill. There's not a whole lot of differences, but there is some pushback on it a little bit, and because they're trying to throw little things in there. They call this the Christmas year's end deal is what they're with, you know, and the year end, they've done this for the last 10 years. They throw a whole bunch of stuff on the back of a bill and see what sticks, and that's what's causing this delay.
You know, it looks like this is all going to ultimately it's going to go through. We both know that. You know, this is the big win, right, for Donald Trump. And some are saying that the tax bill needed to go through before or should have gone through first before they even tried to, you know, go after the health care plan, which health care bill, which I think they're going to hit again after the first of the year. You know, how much fuel will this bring to the markets once this thing actually passes? And it looks good overall. Where do you think the markets will go? I mean, really go?
Well, I think that if we put any more benefit to the market by passing the tax bill as far as faster movements, then we'll be in what you call a parabolic movement, which is what Bitcoin really is. So, let's put this into perspective. The stock markets have moved 20%, north of 20% this year. That's pretty phenomenal. When the S&P 500 has had 11 consecutive months of reaching all-time highs back-to-back, when it's never done that in history, asking for more, and I know you're not asking for more, but, you know, we got to get out of the idea that this is, you know, going to, you know, add a whole lot more to it. I think what it's going to do, and put it in perspective, it's going to create more longevity to the market as far as a bull market. I think this is healthy. I think it's hitting on exactly what President Trump campaigned, and I think we're going to see the benefits of this. I think there's some things in the bill that definitely misses the bullseye, but, you know, you can't have everything you want in life, and that's how markets work. But I think it's not going to be a detriment at all. There's nothing about it that could see a detriment except for it's going to add more debt to our government deficit and the budget deficit. It's going to add more of that and more national debt.
Right.
So there's that side note. But, you know, they're saying, and I hope they're right, that it's all going to get taken care of through job growth and more revenue
That's part of what I was going to ask you. I want to say to you before we blew past that too fast is, you know, they're talking about $1.5 trillion, maybe even $2 trillion max. Say things go sideways. We've added $10 trillion in 8 years. I mean, seriously, in the grand scheme of things, if we put more people back to work, you know, and the economy gets better and companies are feeling better, I mean, this could conceivably, and it's not far-fetched, but it could conceivably really turn things around for us, couldn't it?
Well, you have to put it in perspective. That's just one piece of the pie. When you add just if we didn't pass this tax bill, okay,
right,
$5 to $6 trillion of increase is going to come to the national debt in 10 years. That's because we're overspending. And that's because interest rates are going to start moving up, and so therefore the national debt payment does cost more. That's without adding any more. On top of that, put this tax bill in there, which is some say it's as small as $1 trillion added to the national debt, and some say it's as much as $2 trillion, and most people say it's $1.5 trillion. So let's put it into perspective. We're going to have around $7 trillion. And that's the conservative number, and usually they're wrong. I'm going to say $8 trillion in a decade. So we're very close to the spending habits of what happened under President Obama, was what President Trump is doing, and we still haven't got to the $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill that he wants to pass, and we don't know how much really is going to come out in the end result of the House and Senate bill. It's really going to focus on how much they're going to add towards defense. That might be a whole nother separate bill, especially if we go to war. So I think we're going to see somewhere very, very similar, but on the conservative side, what the previous president did. I know this is going to make a lot of feathers ruffle, but it's just numbers. You got to look at it. Just take all the emotion out of it. This is not a Republican thing. This is not a Democratic thing. This is the government still has not tackled them. Now they're saying, Paul Ryan recently said they're going to be the number one thing they tackle in 2018. I'll believe it when I see it. And that is government spending. So there's two sides of the equation. They have not yet tackled that. In fact, they haven't tackled that in how many decades now, Joe?
Forever. We're going to be more back. Wow. David Fisher joins us on the other side of the break, and we'll have more for you then. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Yeah, I'll get it in a second. Man, fingers aren't working right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get right back to it. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. You know, I've been hearing about Bitcoin. I've been hearing about gold and silver and good old-fashioned tin coffee cans, bury your money in the backyard, buy real estate, and I'm so confused. That's why I bring David on, because he has a clue, and I trust him. Take a listen. Well, David Fisher, I always love when he's on with me, because I understand what he's saying. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you, but he always lays it down in plain, simple English so we can understand what's going on, in finances, in the stock market, with precious metals, with your savings account, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to do to save some money to protect your finances, David always gives us a keen and clear perspective as to what's going on. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, always a pleasure to have you with me. You just made me sick during the last segment, though. You were talking about it is at 1.4. It may be closer to 8 trillion, correct?
Well, you have to put in. Okay, let's look at history.
Okay.
And I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But history has never shown that yet. So when President Reagan, who is my hero, and my dad served with him, and I think he's the greatest president we've ever had in my lifetime, and I'm 56 years old, what he did in creating job stimulus and economic growth was none came close to that. He still raised the debt. And that's what we're not, because we never got down to government lacks, we never got the spending under control, not right. Even under Reagan. So something has, this is where you can't have your cake and eat it too, and you have to negotiate, and something has to sacrifice. It's just like, all the wildfires where you're at. We're going to have to spend, California's going to have to spend some money, because why? We're having a wildfire. So you're going to have to figure out where that's going to come from, and where they're going to take it from. They're going to probably have to raise taxes. That's just the unfortunate thing, or they do nothing about it. I don't see them doing nothing about it. I see them doing something about it, because that's the way America functions. So to get this under control, as far as the debt, they got to cut spending. And the whole idea is, and what President Trump has campaigned upon, and I've said this before in your program, and I'm saying it again, is there's never been a situation that says, once you stimulate job growth enough, that's going to, in turn, create so much revenue to the government that's going to actually pay down deficits. That's never happened. Didn't happen under Reagan. I hope Trump is different, His tax cut is not as big as Reagan's, even though he says it's the biggest in history. That is not true. So
everything he says is the biggest and the best. I get it. Right.
So we got to put it in perspective. You know, if it was the biggest, I'd be telling it's the biggest, but it's not the biggest. Reagan had a bigger tax break, corporately and personal break. It's got to get the debt down, and it probably will not do that because it didn't do that under Reagan. He inherited $550 billion. He walked out of the office at $2.2 trillion. The debt went up four times, excuse me. Let's get my math right. So is the debt going to go up four times under Trump? No, but it's going to come close to doubling, just like it did under Obama.
Wow.
If he's in there two terms, that is. Because I'm expecting they're going to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill. I'm expecting we're going to go to war with Korea, unfortunately. And that's going to be more defensive spending. We're going to get another bill for that. That's just those two things. So there's going to be other things that will happen in the next 8 years that's going to cause our government to spend more money.
And it looks like, according to China, they're going to go ahead and they're going to back North Korea. At least that's the grumbling. What would that do to us, do you think, if they stopped... You know, they bought our debt. I don't know if they're still buying debt from us. I don't know how that's working. You're the genius here. I mean, how do you think that might affect us from a Chinese relationship with America?
If China stops buying our debt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, China's moving into a recession right now. And they have some problems with their economy, not long-term problems, but short-term problems. In fact, all economies, I think, are going to face to some short-term problems because the reality is you can't spend your way out of an economic problem, a debt. You cannot spend more to make more in debt structure. I mean, it works certain business structures. It does work.
Yeah.
But not if it did work, then why do we have $20 trillion in debt? It doesn't work that way. You have to cut spending. And that's until they face the spending, that's where the problem is. So with that, if China walks away from buying our debt, and they've been slowly doing that, but I mean, if they aggressively do this, they're doing it a little bit more than slowly, but it's not aggressively, but if they take an aggressive stance, then we could see some major problems with the functioning of how we manage our debt. Much more than with the problem we have right now. But, you know, we do have a debt problem in our country. They've been saying this on even recently on Fox News. In fact, one commentator who's very pro-American, very pro-Trump, he says, we're no different than Greece. We're just on a slower road to the same end result. This is, you know, this week, Joe. So, it's not popular what we're saying, but it is the reality. And that's the human nature side. Nobody wants to hear that the stock market is going to correct. Nobody wants to hear that the bond market is in a bubble. Nobody wants to hear that there's certain areas of the economy that are overheated. But that is the reality. And when markets go from extreme bullishness that lead to extreme bearishness, that's just how markets operate. And when those extreme bearishness happen, then that leads in turn to an extreme bullishness. So it doesn't happen overnight, but when they get to an extreme level, get ready for the change. We have an extreme bull market going on in stocks. It's not normal, this high extreme bull market. We will have a change. We had an extreme bear market in stocks in 2008 and 9, and it went to a bull market in 2009 and 10, which turned into an extreme bull market today. But it's not going to stay that way forever because markets do change, environments do change. But the key is we got to figure out how to get our debt under control. That is really the key to everything.
All right, so let's move on to maybe something that's more uplifting. The what's your opinion of Bitcoin? Because I can't turn my computer on, look at my email today without being told I have to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to explode. Bitcoin is here to stay. Bitcoin is the wave of the future. Explain this to us.
Okay, well, first of all, Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. And a cryptocurrency was designed to have your money private as an alternative payment source outside of any government agency or their banking system. That was the purpose of it. Has it hit that bullseye? Not. The answer is no to that. And some say it's as much as a Ponzi scheme. But I would say it's not at that level. I'm hearing people on financial news saying that. I don't hold that belief system. And just on a side note, I'm not an owner of a Bitcoin. I never have bought Bitcoin. I'm not anti-Bitcoin. But just be careful in this market because it's what you call a parabolic market. When it moves as fast as it's been moving, and one of the reasons it's doing it, that is because it's starting to attract a lot of big money into the market because it's moving so fast.
Right.
So, which perpetuates this parabolic movement. I'm looking at a chart right now. Hardly anybody would invest in this market because it's straight up as the Bitcoin chart. So just be careful. They've had some challenges along the way, and I talked about this a little bit last week. Let me make sure you understand there's a difference between owning Bitcoin for an investment and there's owning Bitcoin as a payment system. And then there's mining a Bitcoin where you actually can buy several high-end, and I'm not a tech guy, but my son was telling me about this, how you get a card, you can buy it at Best Buy. Cards typically cost, and there's a name for this card, that you can actually use it as a power source to mine Bitcoin. When my son went to buy one card for his video games, there was somebody in line buying 9 cards, and the cards cost $800. So that tells you a little bit about how much expense there is in actually having the right kind of software on a computer to actually mine a Bitcoin. So if a Bitcoin is trading in the $12,000+ range,
then you're going to make a whole bunch of money. Anyway, we got to go for a break. Speaking of making money, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're on the Real Side of GCN Live. More with David Fisher after the break. Get up your coffee. Come on back.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Boom!
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Let me jump right on it because I don't want to lose any time with David Fisher. He's been explaining to us about Bitcoin and precious metals and really how to protect your money, because we're still not quite sure where things are going, right? You're never sure which way the stock market is actually going to end up going. You know, let me bring David Fisher back on, CEO of Landmark Capital, and we're going through what's going on in the finance world today, whether it's stocks, bonds, precious metals, burying your money in the backyard, or even this this Bitcoin thing that everybody seems to be talking about. But, you know, not new to the world, but new to many of us. David, again, thanks for being with me today and explain how this Bitcoin has moved around, if you would.
Absolutely. So in 2014, on the exchange of Mt. Gox, hackers stole $500 million in the Bitcoin system. As a result of that, Bitcoin itself did an internal bail-in, seizing portions of people's account 36% across the board. Last summer, there was another hack on a different exchange out of Hong Kong this time, Bitfinex, and that was $72 million. So far, Bitcoin itself has not been hacked into, but the exchanges that Bitcoin has been used on, except for one exchange, and an exchange is just how you, like, you can buy a stock off an exchange, okay? An exchange is just, you know, how you trade off of. That's what that is. There is an exchange out of San Francisco called Coinbase. I'm not endorsing them, but I would say this. If you're going to get involved in a Bitcoin or any cryptocurrencies, and there's a dozen of them or greater out there, to trade, buy or sell, for whatever mechanisms you want to, for investment, which should be highly speculative, and I would use a very small amount of money. That's number one warning. And two, I would use it off a system that's never been hacked into, and that's Coinbase, just as a side note there. But as far as globally, all the countries are commenting recently. India's come out, their finance minister, and said that they do not recognize Bitcoin as legal tender. Turkey has claimed Bitcoin is not compatible with their Islamic laws, so they're not able to control it as a government. South Korea came out and says they're investigating various ways of regulating it. Holland is coming out and urging their citizens to sell their Bitcoins because it's not patriotic. Because of cryptocurrencies are undermining government stability and economic stability. So there's a whole bunch of countries, the UK is chiming in, and they're cracking down on Bitcoin amongst the growing concern of laundering money, that's been found that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are actually doing that. But there is a bill, Senate Bill 1241 in the United States, the Judiciary Committee, that is currently tackling a problem that is coming against Bitcoin ownership and control of using alternative currency except for using U.S. dollars, which is Article 1, Section 8. So it's not been passed, but I think you're going to get some pushback on it. I think Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are here to stay. Just be careful if you're going to invest in them.
Well, no, it's good advice, because in talking to friends and other people that want to get involved, I said, look, guys, I don't know a whole bunch about this, but the value comes from what people want from it or give to it or perceive it to be. I mean, again, this is no different than the bartering I used to do. There's no real value to anybody else but me and the guy that I'm bartering with. You know, and I kind of likened it to that. Am I off there or?
No, you're right. And, you know, what causes the bartering system to be more in place is that there's this belief amongst many people that we're going to have currency problems moving forward. And so this is the alternative currency. So currency is divisible and it's recognized. It doesn't meet those two criteria. You can't devise a Bitcoin, is my understanding. But there is a lot of money coming into it. In fact, the Chicago Board of Trade, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, is launching a certification of Bitcoin futures December 18th. So we're getting involved in it as a country. That's just very highly opinionated. We'll see where it all lands. I think 2018, first quarter, we're going to see the government actually take a stance on this, I believe, or maybe the Fed, first or second quarter of next year. So until then, I'm keeping my eyes on it for everybody, and we'll see what happens.
Yep. Can't wait to hear more. But since we're talking about money and fake money, debt ceiling is back in our face again.
Are you saying our money substance is fake money? Is that what you just said, Joe?
Listen, it's full faith and trust of the American government. I know, right there leaves me suspect. But what you know, the debt ceiling's back at it again, and we can't just ignore it.
Well, the debt ceiling has been with us for some time, long before you and I walked the earth here. Of course, in September we hit the debt ceiling, and they struck a deal with the hurricane relief bill. And that now that time is upon us where they got to pass it. And it's really upon us now because it's actually the Friday night at 12 o'clock this week. They don't create a debt increase, ceiling increase. We'll have a government shutdown. So, it's all over the place. I think it's not being talked about that much until just yesterday, because the whole tax bill is really overshadowed this, and it still is overshadowing this. But this could be a much bigger problem if they don't deal with this. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell are going to meet with President Trump here on Thursday to hammer out a deal. While that is happening, there is actually a small tax analysis bill that might just fund the government for a couple weeks here. It's a last-minute break-in in news that's through the caucus movement that they are talking about doing this. But the problem with this is they're so concerned about – everybody's concerned about what will actually be piggybacked on the back of a two-week bill just to fund the government for 2 weeks so we can get through Christmas and then talk about it here at the beginning of next year. So I don't know what it's all going to turn out to be, but the funny – or the ironicness of this is President Trump is chiming in with very strong leadership saying, you know, if we might have a government shutdown. And if we do, it's going to be blamed upon the Democrats because they couldn't get something done. And they're looking at illegal immigrants as pouring into our country. They don't want to have a strong military. You know, he's putting the blame out there already. But we'll see what happens in this meeting on Thursday, and we'll see what happens if we get a short-term bill. If we don't, we will have a government shutdown on Friday. And next week, if they don't get it together, we could start having a default in the month of December or January on our financial obligations. And that's something we do not want.
The precious metal industries. You know, it has a year-end discount. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that all about?
Well, it's driven by taxes on inventory. And wholesalers are people, Joe. They don't want to pay a tax. They'd rather discount a product and pass and create revenue for themselves in January of next year, 2018. So we pass the savings off to our clients. The discount starts usually the second week in December, so that'd be next week. Although I've seen it only happen for 3 or 4 days, out of the 25 years I've been doing this, there's been a discount 22 years out of the 25, and usually it is a week before, week after Christmas. I've seen it go into January many times. I do know there's going to be a discount this year. I work with the largest wholesaler in the world. Talk to the vice president. Tells you a little bit about my relationship. And there is going to be a discount. And it's going to be greater than 2 or 3% on most products. And the highest discount I've seen in the history of doing this is close to 30%. It's very fast and furious. The markets aren't fast and furious, but the products come and go quickly because there's this discount. What happens in January when it's all done, it's as the market, you can't even tell there was a discount. So there's a buying opportunity if somebody's been thinking about buying precious metals. This happens once a year when it does happen, and we're approaching it. I suggest people call my company and learn a little bit more about it than the time of the airways we have on your program to talk.
All right. So real quick, you still hold the view that the market correction is right over the top of the hill here or what?
I don't know if it's over the top, but it's, you know, there's more and more people coming out. Again, the Bank of International Settlements forewarned of a correction in 2007. They're saying the same thing this last week already, that we're going to have another correction. And most investors are ignoring the warning signs. There's other companies coming out and saying there's a correction. Goldman Sachs warned of a correction. JP Morgan is warning of a correction. Bank of America now is warning of a correction. Individual investors, there's 20 billionaires warning of a correction this year. So we're seeing a lot more warnings this time, but there's still a lot of people saying we're in the biggest, best bull market ever. And, you know, this environment is normal. When you see this type of movement, you're going to have all kinds of people come out and say this, except for this time, there's a lot more people sounding the alarm saying, just be very careful.
Wow. It's always tell people how to get a hold of you there, David, because my head's swimming right now because of all the stuff that's going on in the financial world. I'd love to have 2 more hours with you, but tell people how they can get a hold of you.
844-715-7311, or I'll say it slow for your dad. 844-715-7311, or they.
All right, or you can head up to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Do some reading before you start calling and asking all kinds of questions. Have a clue as to what you want to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't miss it. Karen Sigmon joins me in the next hour. Go grab some coffee. Grab a snack. Come on back, because I'll be here. Hopefully you will be, too.